Hallo und herzlichen Glückwunsch von hier in Regensburg, Deutschland. Hello and welcome to Regensburg in Germany, where we are in the middle of the von Thurnen-Taxis Schloss, the von Thurnen-Taxis Castle, and our host is Princess Gloria. We wanted to bring you, all of our great supporters, our readers and viewers of LifeSite News, a glimpse of a traditional, beautiful Christmas. We know we've been deprived of that at the White House over the last year, and unfortunately also at the Vatican for the last couple of years, actually the last number of years. So we wanted to give you a beautiful, Catholic, holy, real Christmas celebration. No better place to do it than here in Germany with Princess Gloria. She's going to take us through a number of things. First of all, the beautiful Christmas market that they have right here in the castle. These walls of the castle surround the most glorious Christmas market in all of Germany. Please join us for a beautiful and traditional Christmas in Germany.
So you have the Christmas tree on. So of course, most of the things are culinary.
Yeah.
You can eat the Bavarian specialties, but you can also buy local handicraft. You see, here you have the traditional, this is food that, sweets that are always good. You also get in Oktoberfest, but here, all the nuts is more for Advent. Yes, this is a typical time where, because it's cold, you need a lot of calories, then you eat the nuts, which are good for your nerves. Now here you have the traditional way that, for the swine. This is pork, very nice pork. And of course in these temperatures you love to eat this kind of food. Very, very traditional for Bavaria. And look, this beautiful little Christmas tree. Isn't that wonderful? She designs it herself, as this is fantastic. This is a stand to warm up, because this is a high percentage liquor. We drink for the for LifeSite News, for the international visitors or the international viewer of LifeSite News. We wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We have to drink this because it's so cold now.
Merry Christmas.
Oh boy, what do you think, John Henry?
Beautiful.
It's very, very strong, but very good.
Very, very good. It's got a taste. It's very, very strong, yeah. But it's got a beautiful taste,
yes,
underneath that.
Beautiful. I'm eating the muffin. And of course the sausages. That's very Bavaria. Look at the sausages.
Oh wow.
This is the Regensburg specialty, Guten Abend. And it's also very, very tasty, very strong. Stimmt? Kann man sagen. A little bit.
Let me remind you, the only way we can do what we're doing right now is with your support. And as you know, we're in the last couple of days before the end of our Christmas fundraiser, so we'd love it if you could support what we're doing to bring you tradition and truth from around the world. Let's begin as we always do with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I would love for you to tell us about Christmas in Germany.
Yeah, I would love to. So Christmas has a great tradition, and it starts with the Advent, and we sit around the Advent and we basically sing Christmas carols, like we will do this afternoon. And the Christmas carols are nothing else but prayers sung. And so through the Advent, you have special foods. And we have the Lebkuchen, we have Spekulatius, we have a lot of sweets that are only eaten during Advent. Mm-hmm. You will not eat them in January. You only eat them in Advent, and they have special spices. And they are totally connotated with Advent and Christmas. And so everything that you eat and smell is something that remains in your tradition. So in the Advent, you also have special masses where you only have candlelight. We call them the Rorate masses, candlelight mass, which is also beautiful. This is all to prepare for the arrival of Christ. And then, of course, finally, on the 24th, which is Christmas night, we celebrate Christmas night. The Anglo-Saxon world celebrates Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. But here it is Christmas night, and the children believe that it's baby Jesus who brings them the presents. Mm-hmm. The angels, we do not have Father Christmas. Father Christmas is a Protestant Anglo-Saxon invention. In the Catholic world, in Germany, it's Jesus, baby Jesus and the angels. The Italians, again, have another tradition. They don't have the same Christmas tradition. I think the only Christmas tradition that took on in the whole world was in the German-speaking Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. And so what happens is on Christmas Eve, we all get dressed up very elegantly. The men put on a black tie. The ladies put on either a long dress or a cocktail dress. And we gather at 5 o'clock when it's dark outside. And we have the candles lit and we sing our Christmas carols. And then one of us, or from the employees, maybe if there is somebody from the employees in the house, otherwise one of us will leave the room silently and will ring a bell. And then the children will say, we heard the bell, we heard the bell. And that means that baby Jesus has just left. And baby Jesus is telling us we can come. And then we go singing in a procession to the room, which is decorated as a Christmas room. It will have a Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is a pine tree, and it will be decorated with glass balls and candles. When you can stay with the tree, you can use some real candles for the smell. Otherwise, better use the electrical, because we already had an incident in the family. A little boy burned.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because when it leads fire, it's very, very, it's very quick, very quick. So we enter in the room and there is a lit Christmas tree. Everything else is dark and we will have the nativity scene. And we will kneel down in front of the nativity scene and we will read the Gospel of Lucas. In these days, Emperor Augustus called everybody to be counted. We read this and then after it's finished, one of us reads it. And then we sing Stille Nacht, maybe one Strophe. Yeah. And then when that's done, we open a champagne and we wish each other Merry Christmas and we give each other our presents. And that can take some time because if there's 10 people in the room, it takes some. And then we go and have dinner. And then after dinner, we will wait until 11 o'clock. And then we go to church.
Wow.
Very late at night. And then after church, yes, the young stay up all night and enjoy the festivity. But and then the next day on the 25th, we go to church again because it's Christmas Day. Hmm. And it will be a festive day as well. Everybody gets dressed up and we will gather not in the kitchen, but in the drawing room and in the nice dining room. It will be beautifully decorated and we will still enjoy our presents and maybe something hasn't been opened last night. And we will open presents and we basically sit together and enjoy the Christmas cakes, the different Christmas sweets. And be together.
And in Germany, do you still have the tradition where Christmas sort of starts on the night of the 24th? Does it continue on as well? Because in the old rite, it used to go to February 2nd, but is there that continuation as well?
Exactly. we continue to. I know that Vatican II stops, I think, on January 10 or something. We don't do that. We leave our Christmas decoration. I thought it's February 7. No, it is Lichtmess, we call it. Yeah. It is February 2nd. Until that day, for us, is Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Please have a drink there. So my understanding is that the tradition of the Christmas tree, which really everybody has, but it comes from Germany.
The Christmas tree is basically from its original, it is a pagan thing. Mm-hmm. It's a pagan tradition that found its way into the Christian tradition. But that happened very often because the Christians of the old times who were missionaries were clever. Because why take away from the pagans the things they really love? Let's transform them and make them Christian. It's a much smoother way to missionary than to say that your stuff is all bad and it has to be abolished. No. So you bring in rites that are not harming. All the rites that are not satanic in any way can be incorporated in the Christian tradition. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why the tree has now a very fixed and very important role, because also very decorative. A tree, a tree that is green all year round and that you can decorate, looks wonderful in a room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tell us, if you know, the story of Saint Boniface and the Donar Oak.
Oh, yes. Well, apparently the Germanic people were not all, they had several gods, which is very confusing, of course. But one god was the oak tree. The oak tree was worshipped, and Mother Earth, and I don't know, many, many gods. And that was a problem for the pagans, because the pagans, if they served one god, another god was aggressive and jealous. So people were kept in fear. Because you could do one good, you did the other one something bad. So when Christianity came, in a sense, it was a great relief to the people that they learned that their God loves the human being and wants you to worship one God and not 50, and certainly not a tree. And when Saint Boniface came and he knocked down the tree and wanted to build a church or an altar instead, of course, the pagans got angry, and he was killed. But his missionary work and his legacy fell on very fertile ground, because he started the Christianism in Germany. Mm-hmm. We would still be heathens today if we didn't have Saint Boniface.
Beautiful. And so the tradition of the nativity scene is a very great tradition here in Germany. In Rome, we always used to go and see the nativity scene. And then with Pope Francis, we had a couple of very strange ones. First, there was a scandalous one around homosexuality. But then the next year, we had the Martian one. We didn't know how to describe it. But Germany has a lot of tradition in both the carvings that are just so beautiful, I think probably more beautiful than anywhere else in the world. Probably the most famous is from Obamagao.
Yes.
Where both crucifixes, but also
The wood carvers. It's the home of the wood carvers. But we have to say also Italy, especially Naples. I have a small collection of nativity scenes, which I would love you to look at.
Oh, great.
And I showed one. I hope you will take a picture of it also, because we decorated the altar with it. Yes, Bavaria, especially Bavaria, has an old tradition of nativity scenes. And it's wonderful because it shows the children what Christianity is all about, because Christ was born, and with the message of the God, the Savior of the world, was born, of course the devil got into action and wanted to kill him immediately. And that's what we celebrate when we celebrate just a day or two before, on the 28th, we celebrate the children that were killed by Herodes, because Herodes wanted no other king next to him than himself, and he was fearing, and that's what we have today. We kill children in the womb of their mothers. That's nothing different than killing children altogether. And therefore, the Christian message is so strong, and the Christian iconography and the pictures and the, everything that you can see and touch is very important to teach the children what the religion is all about.
There's great preparation in terms of what you do to set up the creche. It's a tradition that it's not, in America, some people do it, but it's not nearly as widespread and as carefully done with such, you know, concern and beauty as it is here. What do you think grounds it here? What do you think has held up that tradition here?
Well, because, of course, Europe is 1,000-year-old Christianity, and of course the traditions are given, passed on generation by generation, and it follows a protocol. For example, in our country, for the Catholics, it's not seen well if you put up the Christmas tree too early. The Christmas tree has to be up on 24th, before you only have the Adventskranz. Uh-huh. So everything follows a protocol and has its time, and it makes it more fun because it is, there's more variety in what's happening during these 4 weeks. And the creche, as you say, or the nativity scene, for example, we do not put the three kings until the Three Kings Day. Or if they are there, they are far out. If you have like like the one on that I have on the altar, it's a complete with merchants and the city life, and there's a whole Neapolitan scenery. But still, the musicians and the and then closer to the Three Kings,
or January 6th.
Yeah, January. They move further on in the in the dramaturgy of the setting.
Now it's really funny because I think a lot of people regard a lot of the biblical stories as merely fables. Yet, in more ancient countries, especially like Germany, there's a real, not only tradition, but history to it. In fact, the city of Köln, or Cologne, as they call it in America, is actually Dreikönigstadt, the city of the Three Kings. Why is that?
Because they have this amazing relic of the Three Kings. It's in a beautiful, large, sort of cathedral coffin, and it's where the bones are inside. And it is since, I think, 800 years it is there. And so that's why it's called the city. And a great veneration for the Three Kings, because, again, the Three Kings show the international aspect and the non-racist aspect of Christianity. It's the only religion that is totally not racist, because everybody who joins the faith becomes brother and sister. And how can you be racist with your brother and sister? So, and you see with these three foreigners that looked so totally different than the population in Israel, is also a sign that the Christian message has spread all over the world, and these very high and mighty persons have said, oh, we have to go and worship. Mm-hmm. And they go for this very, very long trip to find baby Jesus in the cradle.
What are your favorite saints?
Okay. Oh, that's a very difficult one, because I am surprised every day when I read in my saint book the saint of the day. And I must say I encounter so many fabulous saints, and I like the saints because I like the history of the early Middle Ages. And because what they had it so tough in those days, because it was ice cold in the castles. And for example, I like very much Saint Elizabeth. And Saint Elizabeth was a daughter of a king, and she got sent to Bavaria to be a queen here. And her husband was not very nice to her, but still she was trying to do her very best, and she was very kind to the poor. I like Elizabeth very.
Elizabeth of Hungary.
Elizabeth of Hungary, okay. Exactly. And then I like very much also Saint Teresa from Lisieux. And I like very much Saint Teresa from Avila. And I like so many. I like also very much at Saint Teresa Avila's very, very good friend, Saint John. And of course, I love Saint Bernadette. Mm. And because she helps the sick. And I like, of course, Saint Anthony because he's so helpful. Just the other day, he helped me again. I lost three things I lost. And I said to Saint Anthony, Saint Anthony, I don't know what I did wrong. Maybe I didn't pay you. I cannot believe I never paid, because that's, you cannot do if you promise him, because it's for the poor. If you promise Saint Anthony, you're giving to the poor. But if you don't give what you promised, you're going to lose something else, and he is going to make it very difficult for you. So I was asking him, did I ever not pay you? Please, please, please. I know that you will help me. And sure enough, the three things reappeared.
Beautiful.
Hey, friends of LifeSite News, I hope you have enjoyed our traditional Christmas here in Regensburg, Germany. We are standing right now on an 11th century stone bridge, and here you are. You can hear bells tolling in the background, iconic clock behind us here. This is a traditional, glorious Christmas, which we've been so happy to bring to you. We couldn't do this without your support. I want to thank you for that. And we're not going anywhere. In fact, if you tune in tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Princess Gloria again about traditional faith in Germany. You want to catch that for sure. And we'll be back also on the 26th. Remember, Christmas just starts now. We're into the last week of Advent. Christmas just starts on the 25th. And on the 26th, we'll be back again with another piece with Princess Gloria. And we'll be looking at her feeding the poor, hundreds of poor, every day for the last more than 100 years here in Germany at the Turnentaxis Castle. From Regensburg, from Jim Hale behind the camera, and myself, John Henry Weston, we wish you a happy and holy Christmas. May God bless you.